Passage number 11.
There are lots of different kinds of Christian groups in the world, and one of them decided that they would adopt the motto, "There are no problems, there are only opportunities." People think too much about difficulties which prevent them from doing good deeds, they said, and not enough about things that help them to do them. Once this group was having a big conference in a hotel, when one of the members came up to the conference inquiries desk and said to the girl behind it, "Excuse me, miss, but I have a problem." The girl pointed to the motto and said to the man, "No, sir, you haven't got a problem. You only have an opportunity." The man smiled patiently at her and answered, "Well, you can call it whatever you like, but there's a young woman in the room I was given when I arrived 20 minutes ago."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
The Christian group's motto meant that life is full of hope.
Number 2.
The Christian group believed that one should think more about what can be done than about what can't be done.
Number 3.
The Christian group believed that it was very difficult to do good deeds.
Number 4.
A man came to the inquiries desk to ask some questions about the conference.
Number 5.
The girl behind the desk refused to accept that the man had a problem.
Number 6.
The man thought the young woman in his room was an opportunity, not a problem.